Welcome to Saleh Family Speaks.
Hey, I'm Sana.
And I'm Mohammed William.
And we are
the Saleh family.
We are social media influencers, content creators, and we own multiple online businesses. We seem to have a lot to say when it comes to just about anything. We are a mixed culture Muslim couple from Canada, and we're always asked about how our lives intertwine with the world around us.
This podcast is all about learning to live, love, and laugh in a way that may have you rolling on the floor or throwing your phone at the wall. No topic is off the table. Religion, culture, love, life, and everything in between. So get ready and grab a big old cup of chai. Hey everybody, welcome back to Saleh Family Speaks. In our last episode, we spoke about all the cool things about us becoming parents. If you haven't already, go and check that out. And in today's episode,
we're going to be talking about honeymoons.
Ooh.
Specifically, our honeymoon. Okay, so we had our nikah, marriage, in October, and we honeymooned in July.
This is 2013, guys.
Yeah, just so long time ago. Long time ago. And we chose a very different destination, I guess you could say, for our honeymoon. Let's discuss.
Absolutely. So we chose Malaysia, and it was an incredible experience, and we had so much fun. But to kind of figure out why we chose Malaysia, we kind of got to go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So traditionally, I would say a lot of people in North America kind of just go down south, mm-hmm. whether it's the Bahamas or Jamaica
or Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, we did look into those types of resorts at first. We kind of looked at Sandals Resorts. Sandals, this is not sponsored. And we looked at a whole bunch of different ones, and the big bump we kept running into was the food's not halal, there's no privacy, there's going to be a whole bunch of naked
drunk
people
drunk
on the beaches,
and
it just wasn't our jam. We just weren't feeling it. So lo and behold, your good friend
from
Malaysia kind of came to the rescue when we were discussing where to go.
For sure. So when I was in Bangladesh in 2012. So myself and a friend of mine, we ended up in Bangladesh for the Ijtima and Dongi, which is a religious gathering where people come together from all over the world. It's the second largest gathering on planet Earth next to Hajj. And what they do basically is send out different groups of people all over the country to go and basically speak about the greatness of God to the Muslims. So in our group that was formed, it was like Pakistani, Pakistani, Bengali, Pakistani, Bengali, Pakistani, Bengali. And then myself, the white boy from Canada, and my friend Iqbal from Malaysia. So at first, like, I was kind of homesick when I was there, and I didn't really want to talk to anybody, and I just felt so out of place.
Culture shock. That was the first time you ever left Canada, too, so I don't blame you.
Yeah, and like to a, I guess, I'm assuming third world country is what you would call it,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe developing could be second, regardless. Mm-hmm. So we ended up in the same group, and we went to the University of Dhaka for 2 weeks, and he basically was like, he grabbed me right away, and he's like, okay, everybody else here is like brown, Pakistani or Bangladeshi.
Yeah.
So he's like, we're sticking together, because he speaks
2 peas in a pod.
Yeah, spoke great English. So it was, he's about 20 years older than me, but he's absolutely the funniest guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
You could ever meet.
He is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, so cool. And his wife, too.
Yeah. And what Sana knows of him in when we went to Malaysia is exactly the same in Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. It was like, I remember when we were, where were we going? Somewhere. Anyway, so we went to collect food. We would sneak away and we would go to like the Quickie Mart basically, and we would get all kinds of whatever food to eat, and he was all about snacks and treats. And then we went to Malaysia, the guy loves to eat. So flash forward, we got married, and then
we were looking for honeymoon destinations.
Yeah.
And I think you guys were just discussing in general about where we were thinking of going.
Yeah. He's like, no,
and he
come
just
here.
Kinda, yeah, I think jokingly he was kinda like, why don't you guys just come to Malaysia?
He was super serious.
He was super serious.
Yeah.
And then that was the first time we ever even thought about going to Asia. Because, like, who goes to Asia for their honeymoon? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not a common thing. And then we started looking at tickets, and we started, you know, kind of discussing going there. And honestly, I'm being straight up honest, I had never heard of Malaysia prior. Like, it's just one of those countries that's, like, not really talked about. People always hear about Bali and, you know, all of these other countries, like the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And Malaysia is just, like, a very, like, silent. Like, people yeah. do, it's like this best kept secret,
I feel. At least like. Where we're from, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely
people
not.
Don't really talk about it too much here. And then, yeah, lo and behold, we went to the travel agent, we got some tickets, and then I basically started planning out the whole itinerary.
Mm-hmm. And which was the interesting part, because she started, as she does, coming up with the whole grand scheme plan of everywhere we're going to go, mm-hmm. and the things we want to see, and yeah, she's researching whatever.
Yeah, the attractions,
whatever.
and all the things.
It all went out the window. Because
not all of it, because
pretty much all
no,
of it.
No, but the good hotels that I had booked
yeah,
were awesome.
Yeah. So basically, we flew from Vancouver to Shanghai, and then Shanghai to Kuala Lumpur. So he picked us up at the airport at like 11, 12 o'clock at night, and it seemed like quite a long drive.
Yeah, it did. From the airport.
Yeah.
To downtown KL.
Yeah, because you booked our hotel, which was like literally
a 5-minute walk to the Petronas yeah, Towers. Could almost the hit Twin them Towers. With a rock. Yeah, it was really close.
Do you remember the speeding ticket?
No.
You remember we were driving and the van?
Oh, the big flash the big of flash. Light. Yeah, that was uncalled for.
So FYI, guys, if you do go, they have these like ghost vans that you don't even know they're a radar car. And if yeah. you speed past it, it just flashes your license plate and then you just get a ticket
yeah.
in the mail.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, he didn't end up getting one from that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for us, when as soon as we walked out of the door at the airport.
Oh, the humidity.
Yeah.
I remember because we were both wearing glasses mm-hmm. and the humidity just hit us. Yeah. Just like, yeah, it was good. It was yeah, nice. It was a really nice, refreshing thing for sure.
For sure. The first time I've experienced humidity like that.
Yeah, for you, especially because you had never traveled to like Saudi or yeah. Pakistan in the
Pakistan.
Heat. Not in the heat.
Almost, but it doesn't have the humidity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No humidity. Okay, so we are huge fans of aquariums. I feel like we've gone to like basically every aquarium in every like big city in every place we've traveled. Sure. And so KLCC, I think, was like the first aquarium we've ever been to together, like as a married couple.
Yep.
That was so cool. If you are going to ever visit there, you need to go and check it out. They have this really cool tunnel that you can walk through that has stingrays kind of like swimming yeah, right above you, and it was a really cool aquarium. We really, really enjoyed that. And then there's so much to do right there. They have like this like nature park right outside the mall. The mall, you guys, holy, that was the coolest mall ever.
So we did kind of get attacked by the Hugo Boss people.
Oh yeah, they had like 25 employees,
and they were just like running up to everybody, like swatching them with different perfumes and whatever.
Yeah, you would just be walking by their booth, and they would run up to you and just spray perfume.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But my favorite part of Surya KLCC, the mall, was on the top floor was the food court, and they had like
every food yeah. ever.
And but it was
like Italian.
The restaurants
here,
were literally
here.
Just named like Italian. Or Chinese
waffles.
Or yeah, waffles or whatever.
Pancakes.
It was so good.
Oh
but
yeah,
you
it
can
was so
eat,
good.
We ate the local food, the one that I really loved there, and I think it was like $3 Canadian
for like a huge
plate.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like a big plate of rice mm-hmm. and chicken and veggies, and mm-hmm. so
you can eat
on a budget. You can eat super cheap.
Yeah, and it's really, really good healthy food as well. I felt like we ate so much good mm-hmm. food there.
And something else that was beautiful, we stayed at the what was the hotel name?
The Impiana.
Yeah, that's it. So what I really loved about that hotel was when we had breakfast, we went up to the breakfast floor
mm-hmm.
and it was like
open.
Yeah.
It was like almost like a balcony. Yeah.
And it was way up, like high, and you could like look out and see everything.
You could see the Twin Towers.
It was so cool.
This episode is brought to you by Lala Hijabs, a handmade Canadian-based fresh hijab line offering some of the coolest and trendiest designs inspired by tie-dye.
Lala Hijabs carries all of the things you will ever need for your hijab closet, including the softest jersey hijabs, rated nothing less than 5 stars, of course, to the strongest hijab magnets and everything in between. Check them out at lalahijabs.com.
And be sure to use the coupon code SALEFAMILYSPEAKS for 10% off your first purchase.
So our next stop was the Casa de Iqbal. And from there, we met up with my friend Iqbal and his wife Sue and their daughter Hafsa. Mm-hmm. And they had this awesome trip planned for us.
Yeah, so we flew north to Langkawi. It's an island. And holy, it was like the destination of my dreams. Mm-hmm. The water was pure turquoise blue. The sand was like as white as can be, like flour. Like mm-hmm. the sand was incredible. So much greenery, rainforest. Like if you think of like heaven, honestly, Langkawi is pretty much that. It is incredible. And we actually booked at Reebok Island, which is like the only private island that has a hotel with villas. And we stayed there and it was probably, it's still to this day when I think about that hotel, that was the best experience I have ever had.
Yeah, their service was incredible. They had like monstrous lizards on the island, mm-hmm. which was pretty cool. But you had to take a little boat out. And then the food there was incredible.
So good, yeah.
And we didn't know, but we had complimentary breakfast. But we were like trying to be cheap and like get like a can of yogurt and stuff from the mainland the day
and
before.
Then the, and then the hotel people were like, you do know that like we have breakfast here every day, like a buffet breakfast. That was like the first 2 days we did that. And then we realized it and we're like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah, it was awesome. They had the private pool. They had the beach. It was just incredible.
Yeah, so our friends were staying on the mainland right basically once we take the little boat back. They were there. So we would meet up, go there for breakfast, and then mm-hmm. we
And then kind of spend the day on the island kind of touring around. And we went on the cable car, which takes you up huge mountain right above the clouds. The coolest experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have the bridge between
Thailand.
The mountains.
You can see Thailand. Thailand from there. Yeah. Yeah,
that it was incredible. Really cool. We did like a little rainforest type walk.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
It was like a trek. We prayed at the top of that mountain too.
Yep.
We made wudu there. And then they had an actual musalla where we were able to do our prayer.
Yeah.
Which was so cool.
That's one of the coolest things about going to Malaysia, if you're Muslim and listening to this, is that the availability, like you never have to worry about where to pray, when. Like, it's
like making wudu everywhere. Every mall had somewhere to pray.
Yeah, at least one
yeah
place.
Every single attraction had somewhere to pray. There's always a place to make wudu, and the food is all halal.
Like literally on the top of a mountain in the jungle, they have a place for you to pray.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty accommodating. Very accommodating for Muslims. And I don't think we would ever have had that experience on a honeymoon had we gone down south mm-hmm. to like, you
oh,
know,
yeah,
the
no.
Mexican
it would have
kind
been,
of countries.
Oh, is this halal? Can I eat
yeah,
this?
Yeah, like,
can
oh, just
that?
Like only eating like fish.
Yeah.
Like how boring would that
it
be? We were literally able to eat anything there in Malaysia. It was awesome.
Yep. So when you're in Langkawi, something you have to do is their island hopping.
Mm-hmm.
So Iqbal rented a private one, which was like the most beat up and junky one out of all of them, but it was just our two families and the driver. So we went to Big Lion Island,
yeah,
which was had the most literally the most incredible
sand
white puffy
like,
sand you've
yeah.
ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to probably my favorite place in Malaysia, which mm-hmm. was the Island of the Pregnant Maiden, which is the coolest thing.
It's an island with a lake in the middle
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and it's not like
in
the middle
of the
ocean, and then it has a freshwater lake in the middle.
Yeah.
So you literally trek up through the bushes, through the jungle, and then come down the other side, and there's this freshwater lake.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about me is I love to swim. So when I got to swim in a beautiful freshwater lake in Malaysia, it was like heaven for me.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And by the way, I should preface this by saying there's like 99 plus islands in that whole area. So there's a lot of islands that you can kind of cruise around and check out. And they're beautiful islands, by the way. Absolutely beautiful. But yeah, that lake was awesome. The rumor has it, you guys, probably not true, but what the locals say is the Lake of the Pregnant Maiden. So when you actually look at it from outside, like you're out in the middle of the ocean and you look at the island, it actually looks like a lady laying there, you know, with her chest
lady.
And with her belly, and it looks like she's pregnant. It actually looks like it. You just Google it. Just Google it and look up Lake of the Pregnant Maiden, Malaysia, and you'll see what we're talking about. But the rumor has it that any woman who's not fertile, whatever, goes and swims in the water, she gets pregnant. I thought that was really funny because I did actually get pregnant like 2-3 months after that, but completely unrelated because we don't believe in the hokey pokey stuff. But I thought that was kind of funny to
mention. And then once we finished there, we were walking back through the jungle, And my friend was carrying his daughter, who was maybe like a year old.
Yeah, she was like a year old, yeah.
Yeah, so, and a monkey like hopped in front and tried to like snatch her out of the, out of his arms.
Oh, yeah.
And I like had like a bag full of our towels and stuff. And just clubbed the monkey with the bag and he ran away. But man, they're...
That was a good experience.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Never the trust them monkeys.
No.
Yeah, it was good. It was cool.
So I think, what else did we do? We went to that big, huge eagle that was there, which was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Like their information center or something.
The Langkawi, Langkawi is honestly... just such a cool destination. You guys need to go there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, so then from there, we flew back to KL, and then Iqbal had some other plans. Now, this destination was completely all him. We didn't book any of this. It was a complete surprise.
I don't even know if we knew that Malaysia had an east and a west,
he booked us tickets to East Malaysia, which is a completely different island. I think it took like maybe an hour to get there, I feel like.
Well, we were almost missed our flight.
Yeah,
we literally plane was like leaving, boarded, and they were taking our suitcases off the plane because
we weren't on the plane
for whatever reason. We didn't get there on
and
time.
We were like standing there flapping our arms. Yeah. Like we could see the pilot from the windows of the airport. What a disaster. That was so funny. And anyways, we got there and our bags didn't quite make it, but at least we got on the plane. So we went there and he booked a treehouse for us in the middle of the rainforest, and there was no cell service, mind you. The only place that we could access like Instagram, Facebook was in their tiny little breakfast area where they had some Wi-Fi. It was very shoddy, mind you. And it was the coolest experience ever, sleeping in a treehouse when there's monkeys like jumping around and you actually had to climb up this flight of stairs going to the treehouse. And do you remember walking in that treehouse?
Yeah.
First,
you should say that you were terrified walking up the stairs.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid of heights, but it's still really cool. Yeah. Once you're inside, it's okay.
Yeah, but you can still feel it move a little bit. But yeah, we walked in and he had got the house cleaning people to put like a big heart of rose petals on the bed.
That was sweet.
He's a sweetheart. For sure.
He's so sweet. He made it so special for us. There was a little balcony, which I never went on. it did sway a little bit. Like, William, you were mean. Like, you would jump up and down in that treehouse and kind of scare me because it would sway just a little bit. But it was a really, really nice experience being unconnected or disconnected, I should say, from the outside world, just being able to just focus on each other and not worry about checking our statuses or updating Instagram or, you know, it was really nice to be just there, embracing the moment. The ocean there was so cool. The South China Sea. It was
pretty
completely
cool.
Different.
It wasn't
water.
My favorite place to swim, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was different.
So then we hopped on a plane and we flew back to regular Malaysia. and then we went to Putrajaya, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
So if you haven't been to Putrajaya, it is a almost brand new city. They moved the government
buildings of Malaysia to this.
Built a whole city. For sure.
Yeah, and it's the coolest city. Like, every street has different shaped streetlights.
Yeah, and the roads are like cobblestone, black and red.
Yeah.
So, and then they have our favorite mosque there.
Yeah, so they had the Putrajaya Mosque, and then they also had the Steel Mosque, and both were unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Like, we prayed our Jummah, and we prayed it in the Putrajaya Mosque. And remember who we ran into there?
Yeah, we ran into the Minister of Transport. And we took a picture with him.
Because this was right after Malaysia, MH370 went missing.
And
we went
there 2 months after. He said, hey guys, I'm the guy looking for the plane.
Yeah, because we're like, we're from Canada. And then he's like, now you can tell them that you met the guy who's looking for the lost airplane. Meanwhile, they never found the airplane.
Yeah. He's like a celebrity. He got mobbed.
Oh, yeah, he was trampled by a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. That was like the coolest adhan I've ever heard. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So from there, we were only there for the day. It was a day trip, I think, was it?
Yeah, day trip, yeah.
So we went, and the Steel Mosque, or Iron Mosque, depending what you go by, it was so cool.
It was literally made of steel.
Because it's surrounded by infinity ponds that help to cool the place down. It's open on, I think, all four sides. Mm-hmm. And when you look, it's big, huge openings on the sides line up perfectly with the architecture of the city and all the way
and
down the
streets. And it just looks like water, like the whole way around.
Unreal.
The architecture in Malaysia is just stunning. Like, you don't see any of that here in Canada. It is surreal. The whole experience of this honeymoon trip was just set the preface of like our whole marriage. Like it was such a cool way to experience life together. And this was the first time that I had ever traveled anywhere without my mom. Mm-hmm. And so it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then after that trip, that's when we went to, maybe it was before, I'm not sure exactly the timeline, but we went out to like the rainforest bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was really cool. It was literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they drove us out, and I remember just going up this mountain, and we just thought, where are they taking us? Because it was empty. We drove past all these tiny little villages,
right?
Yeah. Lots of monkeys, and meanwhile, we get to the very top of this like really beautiful mountain. It's so green. There's just plants. Like the leaves were like the size of my head. They were huge, and we went to this bed and breakfast, and they cooked us food, and it was so good.
I honestly, I don't even remember the food.
Oh, it was so good. All I remember, it was fish.
I remember that massive bug. It was the biggest bug I've ever seen in my life.
It was like the size of your hand.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was massive.
Some kind of big beetle.
Yeah, it was really cool. There's so many amazing little hidden gems and things that we did because of Iqbal.
And we were there for, I think, 19 days.
Mm-hmm. A little over 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it was just go nonstop.
Yeah, nonstop.
That's not even to take into account the fact that anywhere we went, the whole day was planned around what restaurants we were going to stop at.
Iqbal loves food.
He loves to eat.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and so after that, we ended up on our last day, we went to Sunway Lagoon.
Yeah, and it's this huge quarry, and you have to take, I think it was like 6 escalators. Yeah,
5 or 6 escalators.
Yeah, and it goes right down. It takes you right down to this big pit, and in that pit is a massive water park and theme park. And when I'm saying like massive, I mean like massive.
Well, it was bigger. It was more than that because it was on the, so there was like 4 or 5 layers to it. And the base, you had the huge wave pool and the pyramid. They actually did the MTV Awards there 1 year. So they had all the watery stuff there. And then like the next step up, so you go up one escalator and it takes you to the water slides, which was super fun because we went on this like big, huge tube. And I remember I was sitting across.
Oh, God, that was crazy.
Iqbal and his son, and then me and you.
Yeah.
And we were spinning, and everybody's like, oh, this isn't so bad. But I saw what
was
happening. You
saw. It was a sheer drop.
It was like this huge black hole. And everybody's like, this isn't so. And then all of a sudden, it just went straight down.
That was the coolest water park.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah, and then you go up another escalator, and it takes you to the theme park. So you have different rides and all that sort of stuff, and then you go up again, and then it takes you to like the haunted houses and those type of attractions. But they had a whole
roller coasters,
a nature reserve on the bottom.
They had like a little zoo thing that we never even checked out the whole thing. It was so much fun.
ATVs and stuff you can rent. They have,
and don't forget the most coolest experience for you, we posted this video on TikTok quite a while back.
They have
would you like to share the story?
They have the world's longest suspension bridge. So from one end of the quarry to the other, across the whole Sunway Lagoon,
it's like a walkway,
huge bridge, and they offer bungee jumping from the bridge.
And he did it.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I was at the bottom, of course. And I'm like, I'm going to do it.
But then we watched this one man that went before William.
The Arab guy.
And he was terrified.
Well, he was so scared, but he jumped feet first.
Yeah. And I remember he was in a lot of pain after.
Yeah.
So then after you watched him, you weren't so sure. You're kind of like, should I do this?
And you remember to get up to back up to the bridge, it's like this crazy just flight of stairs, stairs. And I was like, at the bottom. And then I get to the top and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing?
I think the thing that made you happy with the guy, you were like, la, la, hi, la, la. And the guy was like, bismillah, shoved you off the thing.
No, he didn't shove me.
It looked like he did.
No. So he smacked me on the back. He was super happy because this is white guy. And I was doing saying the Shahada, which, you know, basically declaring the oneness of God. And usually what you say before you die, if you know you're going to die. So, I mean, it wasn't super high, but for a first-time bungee jumper, it was pretty crazy because you can see the whole park and down below is water. And then having seen that guy jump feet first and then, like, watching him snap when he got to the bottom, I was like, oh, my God.
I remember watching you, and I was terrified. I thought you were going to die. Like, I was – my heart was racing. You came down and had popped a tiny little blood vessel in your eye because of the pressure.
It's because I held my breath.
Yeah.
But you know what?
He's like, okay, I'm gonna
count down. You're gonna just go. And I did. I just put my hands out.
He did.
And he counted down, and then I just went. There was no hesitation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
well, there was no backing out at that point.
Yeah, like, what am I gonna do? Like, no, I changed my mind, guys.
I changed my mind halfway. Pull me back up.
Yeah. So that was the, I think that was the last thing we did.
Yeah, I think they even gave you a certificate of being crazy. I'm pretty sure. Certificate of insanity. That's what it said. Yeah.
I have one.
Yeah, that was good.
That was the last day we were there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we went and got mango lassi. I had waited this whole time. We kept going to this place, and it was closed. And because Iqbal kept talking this up, mango lassi, for those that don't know, is like a mango yogurt drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it. Literally, they serve it in plastic bags with a straw in the bag, and then they just tie elastic around the straw. And it was unbelievable. It was so good.
I wasn't a huge fan. But
I drank anything that was left.
Yeah, you drank it all.
It was so good.
Yeah, and then we flew home, came back to reality.
Wait a second.
What?
Do you want to tell them about the weird guy that sat next to us?
What weird guy?
You don't remember?
No.
I fell asleep, but he was like, he would pull his pen out and like stick it in his sock and smell it.
What are you talking about?
You don't remember the weird guy? He was so weird.
In the airport?
Yeah, he would be like picking with his pen, and then he would be like smelling his pen. I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
I must have been really tired.
No, you must have blocked it out because you were so like scarred. It was the weirdest thing.
I must have blocked it out.
And I was in the middle, so I kind of just passed out on top of Sana, and she was so upset I fell asleep because she like, this guy is so weird, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then we got home, and then we immediately wanted to go back.
Yeah.
So much so that should we talk about it?
Well, you know what? We'll just quickly say that when we got back to Vancouver, mm-hmm. her parents were actually in Calgary, and they flew and surprised us at the Vancouver airport.
That was really cool. We were sitting at the gate of the airport waiting to go fly back to Kelowna, and my mom and dad show up, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They went to go visit my sisters, and then they had planned their flight so that they could meet us in the airport the gate.
No, they called Khaled, and he changed it all.
Yeah.
He did all the sneaky work.
That was so cool.
Yeah, we were like, what?
That was an awesome experience, because I missed them. That was my first time away from them, like, forever. So that was really cool. And then, so we loved Malaysia so much that our half of our heart was, like, left in Malaysia. Yeah. And we knew even before we became parents that we wanted to go back and live there.
Yeah.
So that is our like life goal. So if you're listening and you are from Malaysia,
we're going to come see you soon.
We're going to come see you soon, hopefully, inshallah.
Even our kids are like, they're just, all they know is to Malaysia.
Yeah, when are we going? We talk about it so often, and they watch our videos that we filmed there, and we have pictures hanging up on the wall, and we even have sand that we kept from Malaysia.
Jar of sand. Yeah.
And seashells.
Everything.
Yeah.
Incredible experience, guys. So our recommendation is go. It's not that expensive. I think our tickets were about $1,300 Canadian, which is not that bad, I'm sure.
Food's not bad. Hotels are not bad. Honestly, it is so worth the experience. Like, yeah, you're not going to like, I mean, you have the option, obviously. If you're the resort type of person that just wants to go to one place and bask at the beach, you can do that if you want to. But I mean, if you are like us and you love to explore and see as much as you can, it is so worth it.
We did so much, like literally nonstop for 19 days. And we didn't even like, this wasn't even the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
the
amount I don't even remember having jet lag. I think we had jet lag like the first day we got there.
Yeah.
We kind of slept it off and we're like, okay, it's go time.
So do you remember the umbrella story?
I do. What a waste of money.
We literally, it started to rain. We walked into a store. We bought an umbrella.
We were so unprepared.
We came outside and we opened it up, and then it was a gust of wind and it just destroyed the umbrella.
Yeah. The umbrella literally, just like, you know, in the cartoons when their umbrella like goes upward.
Yeah.
That's what happened to our umbrella.
It went straight
like minutes
garbage.
After we bought it. And then after that, we never bought another one because we're like.
And you know what? The cool thing about our trip, I think we went, when did we go?
July.
And we had like one instance or two instances of
where
rain.
We got caught in the rain.
We went to the Islamic Arts Museum, which was really cool. And we came outside and it was raining like we have never seen before.
Yeah, the raindrops were like as big as my hand.
They
like,
were huge.
Like massive. I've never seen so much. But the funny thing is, and the thing that I really liked about Malaysia is even if it's pouring rain, you don't feel cold because it's hot.
Yeah.
Whereas in Canada, if you get wet in the rain, you're like shivering. So that was a really, really awesome
and
experience.
And Sue and Iqbal laughed at us. They're like, what?
This is rain to you? This is rain?
It's like they're used to the
monsoon
season.
You've never seen rain.
And,
yeah, that was really awesome.
But that definitely, like, you can be soaking wet and in 10 minutes you're dry.
You're dry.
Yeah. So nice.
And then covered in sweat again.
Yeah, I honestly... It's a relief when it rains.
I love it. It's every part of it. Like, some people say that it's too much heat, but it's
not. The humidity gets people.
But yeah, but for me, I'm born for heat.
Yeah.
I can't stand the cold. My bones are just not meant for cold.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, one thing we didn't mention.
What?
Do you remember the foot bath?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about that. That
she was too scared. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was not cool.
It's one of those feet baths that you put your feet in with a bunch of other people.
It's like a spa. It's a fish spa.
Yeah. So all these like thousands of little fish come and chew all the dead skin off.
Oh, yeah.
Your feet.
I remember Iqbal paid for me to get it done. Everybody put their feet in except me. And I was legit crying. Yeah. I think I started crying. I was like, I swear to God, I will ask for a refund. Like, I just cannot. I couldn't even put my foot in.
It was the bath. I put my feet and my hands in, even though you weren't supposed
to. Yeah, I remember
it was
that. Cool.
It was so.
Your feet were pretty nice and soft.
It tickles you like you wouldn't believe.
I just couldn't do it. I could not bring myself to do it.
I know. You were scared. It was funny.
Yeah.
But you know what? We got like a million other stories. But I guess at the end of it, go to Malaysia.
Yeah.
We love it. Inshallah, one day we're going to move there.
Inshallah.
Let's take our business there. And
that would be so cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you are thinking about traveling as a Muslim to some beautiful destination, put Malaysia on the top of your list because it is absolutely amazing.
Yep.
It is
so
cool.
Much to see, so much to do. The people are amazing. The food is wonderful. The weather is incredible.
I never felt like the odd one out. I feel like I should mention that. I felt like I was never the odd one out because everybody wore hijab. And it was the first time I ever bought a burkini. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's like a swimsuit. For Muslims, it's just like your arms are fully covered, your legs are fully covered, your whole body is covered. It's like a bodysuit, basically, but a loose one. And I didn't feel like the odd one out because I had just started wearing hijab like a year or two before, and it was so awesome for me.
The only ones, like, the only ones that were out of place were the
people, tourists.
Yeah, and there wasn't a lot of them.
No, there wasn't a lot of them.
At least all the places we went.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out and listening to us ramble on about our wonderful honeymoon. Stay tuned for our next episode in which we will be talking about something. I'm not sure what it is yet.
We'll let you know once we find out.
Well, if you've made it this far, you must be really bored. Like, do you seriously have nothing better to do than to listen to us talk?
Haha, just kidding, guys. You know we love and appreciate every single one of you. And if you did enjoy this episode, why not subscribe for more Saleh Family Nonsense?
And if you really want to show us some love, drop a comment on whatever platform you use to stream podcasts. Even if it's just one word, it goes a long way.
Thank you so much for being a part of this Saleh family of ours. Stay tuned for new episodes airing every single Monday. We'll chat again soon.